How does a country on the wrong side of a war go on to quickly become a tourist destination? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gundolf Grammel, professor of German studies at Agnes Scott College, discusses one instance from World War II.
In the fall of 1945, Austrian Chancellor Karl Renner pleaded with his fellow citizens, "We love our Heimat, but we need foreigners. We need tourism and invite the whole world to be our guests." The timing remains remarkable. Only a few months earlier, the last Nazi Wehrmacht divisions on Austrian soil had surrendered to Allied troops. And while the hot war was over, the Cold War was about to begin. Didn't the Chancellor have to address more pressing topics? It wasn't just the economic importance of the tourism industry that focused attention on tourism. Austria's collaboration with Nazi Germany had severely compromised its international standing. Appealing to a benevolent foreign tourist gaze facilitated Austria's reintroduction to the world not as a perpetrator, but as an alleged victim of Nazi aggression. This new Austria presented itself to the world using the trappings of Habsburg-era tourism promotion: beautiful landscapes, music and theater, and a friendly people. The 55th anniversary of The Sound of Music shows how globalized cultural narratives also played a role. Post-war Austria initially ignored the 1965 Hollywood film that celebrated the Trapp family's resistance against the Nazi takeover of Austria. But decades of successful Sound of Music-themed tours and the 2011 premiere of a German-language musical in Salzburg brought the Trapp family home, so to speak. For many Austrians, the musical's use of local costumes and Austrian vernacular phrases transformed American tourism kitsch into an expression of authentic Austrianness and created yet another tourist attraction.
That was Gundolf Grammel of Agnes Scott College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.